Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, the Re-Up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. We're back this week with Deshaun.
I'm eating chip.
All right, we got Dawson.
Black people can't be white people. Oh, my God.
we are dragged from the depths of his job to come talk with us is Connor.
Yeah,
because we can barely get this man online. All right, so Dawson's comment out of context, which comes from a PSA advertisement from the Steven Universe crew that came out five days ago, talking about just how to prevent racism from like with young kids and how to stop that type of banter around people being bullied and whatnot, but just some of the dialogues and how it came out portrayed was really funny. And that one line was,
"Hey, will we get older? You want to get married?"
I'm just like, Garnet walked up. Well, the kid walked up, the racist kid, and it's like, black people can't marry white people. But my first thought was like, okay, for context, there's two boys and they hold hands and they're like, when we get older, we should get married. I was just like, y'all not gonna talk about how it's implying a homosexual relationship?
But it's funny though too, because at the age they're portraying, that would have probably been the teasing portion, not necessarily the dude being black.
Yeah,
but I guess in Steven Universe or Cartoon Network's eyes, we solved that problem. It's just still racism that
we've solved. Gay problem. We've shown Cartoon Network, even though they still don't show episodes in Russia and Iraq, Saudi Arabia. China. But Cartoon Network still solved homophobia, and there's no such thing as homophobia anymore because Cartoon Network made Steven Universe because it shows Steven Universe.
Problem solved. It's over. It's done. We did it. Somehow we still can't tackle racism, though. I don't know what the problem is.
I like to think this ad is canon.
You have a show that talks upon the subject of gender equality and LGBTQ rights does not mean that these people are still...
Yeah.
Fully? Yeah, they're still not... It doesn't mean that they're still not marginalized.
Right.
It's just funny because it's like there's a lot. I understand the message of what Cartoon Network's trying to do.
Right.
I get it. I don't know. The commercial felt really cheesy. And it felt kind of forced and I don't know. But I guess, it's good. Like, at least they're normalizing. I guess I can't be upset that they're normalizing a gay couple.
I feel like the PSA should have been written better at least, so it didn't come out as like, what is this? But
I get it. They're trying to mimic, like the G.I. Joe being like,
winners don't you know.
I understand. It was just the line, black people.
This is a clip of the two kids, the two boys are holding hands, and this one kid just comes off the playground and he goes, yeah, and breaks their hands apart. I was like, what?
Slaps the hands. I thought he was going to say...
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, two men can't get married.
Right, but no, it was...
It reminds me of on White Chicks when he's like, he takes out that, he's like, you're not a... He's like, yeah, I'm not a woman, man. You're not white?
And not about 7-foot towering Garnet comes out of nowhere. Don't be racist. I'd be scared.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, what would you do, Greg? Say hypothetically you're a racist white guy.
Well, I'm Clayton. Then, I'm Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah, you're Jeffro. You're about to say something real racist. You're about to be like, man, I can't stand those black people. And then Garnet appears behind you. Hey, don't be racist.
Manifest behind you.
First of all, he'd probably be shook because a black stallion is right behind him. He's like, oh my God.
I go up to like fucking her knees at most. That's a scary thought.
Garnet's gonna beat the shit out of you if you don't stop being racist.
She's gonna drop kick my ass.
No, she's gonna order JoJo you like the
Ronaldo. Oh no. You're gonna go Super Saiyan,
bruh. And other news that happened this week, the great Sir Sean Connery passed away at the age of 90. I believe he was either the day before Halloween or Halloween morning.
But he died a Scotsman.
Yes, among other things. But why one of my favorite 007s. As well, being the OG, but always one I like to go back and watch. I don't like, I forget his, is it Keith
Brosnan? You don't like Alan Moore?
No, I mean, Alan Moore's all right, but I don't like Keith Brosnan. I think he was with the one that came out with,
You mean, what's his face? Fuck.
It's no, his name. No Time to Die, not Goldfinger, GoldenEye. All those late 90s ones.
Goldfinger?
No, Goldfinger is Sean Connery. I do like Daniel Craig from his earlier ones. I feel like the torch should have been passed, but he's still doing it. I guess you gotta make the money somehow.
How did you guys feel about that idea that they were thinking about like passing it down to like a black woman James Bond?
I'm not against it. I was.
The world is not ready for that revolution.
Not even that. No, I was in the camp. I wanted it to be Idris Elba. I thought that was so cool. And then that
would be lit.
And then that conversation just stopped happening. And I was like, wait, what? Why?
I agree with you, Greg. Because at the point, like, I feel like a woman in James Bond's position, like, not to be sexist, but James Bond is kind of like a man thing, you know?
Not even.
I mean, if they wanted to make like a female femme fatale thing, they could, which I'd be interested in watching.
Now, for a female James Bond, I would take Vanessa Kirby. If you don't know who Vanessa Kirby is, she played the younger Kate Winslet in The Crown, and she played the sister of what's his name in Hobbs and Shaw, and she was also in the Mission Impossible
of The Rock. Yeah.
No. Of.
Of what's his face?
Yeah. I think she would make a good female 007. It wasn't even the fact that it was leaning towards being female, because I've seen a predominant male role shift to female position in Doctor Who with the 14th Doctor.
And her show is crap.
Not okay. It
everything after Matt Smith is
no, it's not
hot take.
No, hot take. No, they're good.
Fight me on it.
Peter Capaldi has some good episodes, and it's not all like his second season was better than his first, and his third season was okay, but it wasn't bad. And her season, like it took some traction to get, it took some time for to get adjusted with her and her debut season, but the second season they came out with was good. It wasn't super extraordinary, but she fell into her role. She melded into it quite nicely.
That makes sense for Doctor Who, because Doctor Who is, you know, they don't have a quote unquote gender because they're a space alien.
So things Time Lord, differently. So they can change their appearance with whoever they want to be at any time. That being said, though, in terms
James of Bond, it is James like, Bond, the rule is that he is a womanizing man.
No, the rule is James Bond is the name of the spy. It's so it could be whoever's in that agency. It's the 00 upgrade once you reach that rank. So like Doctor Who, it is a long going British series where it changes every so often.
I thought James Bond was the same person.
No.
Yeah, I thought it was the same person.
So each actor is a different James Bond?
I thought they're all like different reinterpretations, because James Bond is based off a book, if I'm correct.
By Ian Floyd, yes. But different interpretations, but interpretations don't necessarily have to be male. They just typically are.
Well, the thing is that what is the commonality between all James Bonds? They're typically male. They're typically womanizing. Frankly, kind of sexist a little bit. Let's be real.
Daniel Craig wasn't that bad of.
Bad.
I mean, no, Daniel. I'm just thinking of the newest one. Like when I was like watching Casino Royale.
I mean, at least he's like, not pulling a what's his face where he's just like. Shut up, woman.
Like, he's not, like, smacks, actively, like...
Smacks and forcibly kisses. Like, right, he's not like, doing that, but... like, that's kind of the character. Like, and I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I just feel like a woman is not fit for that role. But I'm not opposed to having a woman be a deadly femme fatale of a similar nature.
But it has to be done right, because
that movie was pretty good.
Yes, that was really good. Atomic Blonde did a good job of that.
But Atomic Blonde is good.
It's a thin line before you either get Atomic Blonde or you get like Charlie's Angels, and no one wants Charlie's Angels again.
I mean, well, like,
no, dude, I like the TV. I was watching like an episode of the original Charlie's Angels, and it was actually like really good. Like
the show from the 70s?
Yeah, the show from the 70s.
Ah. The show from the 70s is great. And it's just that, like, they tried to reboot it in the early 2000s with that, like, stupid, like, movie with Lucy Liu in it. Where it was, like, very comical.
Was it Cameron?
And that kind of ruined it.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was, I didn't like that one. Like, that's, I thought that was all Charlie's Angels was.
Yeah,
like,
so did I.
When I was younger. But no, I was talking, like, when I watched, like, the 70s one, it was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, they tried to do it again with, like, the Jennifer Lawrence one, which didn't work either. So
the one Miley Cyrus in it.
Miley Cyrus, she's not in that movie.
It's brand new. I thought they did it again.
It's just Jennifer Lawrence. Did they do it again? I don't know. I don't keep up.
Yeah, they just recently did a Charlie's Angels again, and Charlie was a guy. I mean, Charlie was a girl. I think Charlie was a woman.
Yeah, Charlie was a woman, and I think
that's what they were upset about.
You see her face. Which is kind of goes against the point. Like, I wouldn't mind if, like, Charlie was just, like, you know, a woman's voice. Like, the, you know, the lady from who does GLaDOS? Like, if they got her to do, like...
Or Miss Bellum.
Or Miss Bellum.
Yes.
Bruh, like, Miss Bellum is perfect. I freaking love Miss Bellum.
If you didn't see, like, because the point of Charlie is, like, you're not supposed to know what Charlie looks like. He's supposed to just be this amorphous voice in a box that just, you know, gives out the orders. He's like, hello, ladies. Your mission today is blank, blank, and blank.
Don't forget the British accent.
Yes.
He's supposed to be like the Totally Spies guy.
That's what he's based off of.
Speaking of Totally Spies, I wouldn't mind a live action remake of that.
Yeah, I need a live action reboot of Totally Spies. Like, come on. I need to see Clover. I just need to see Clover. Just show me Clover, bruh. Come on.
Would you take like I just
Clover was the blonde, right?
Just an animated reboot.
Yeah.
Would just take like an animated reboot itself. So that's heavy. Do you think it would be better than just trying to stretch it to live action?
Hot take: Alex is the best. Is the best. Totally Spies girl. Sam is bland as fuck, and Clover's a bimbo. Alex is the best girl.
Quit playing.
Sam.
It's Clover. People always say Clover is stupid, but Clover is obviously best girl. Alex is she's second best girl, but Sam is bland. I don't care what nobody says. Sam is so bland. She's just like the one girl from 16. They're the same people in my head. And you know who I'm talking about from 16.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
It's been such a long time since I've actively watched.
What's up, Jay? What's up, Luna?
Kinda, what are you doing? Let's moving on. I was talking about this before we started recording. All my sports teams that I follow suck, and it's not even that like I'm mad depressed about it. It's more of just I'm acceptance of it, but at the same time, the reality of it is not fun. Now, I'm a fan of multiple teams, and you would think throughout all the multiple teams, I would have one glimmer of hope, whatever sport it is. But nah, you want to go to basketball? I am a fan of the Charlotte Hornets. Not that good. I am a major fan of the New York Knicks, but our motto is: we know we're not good, and we're never gonna. we never get our hopes up for being good because the poor management of the team and how the team's been. We hold up our two NBA titles that we have in 1972 or 1974, and we call it a day.
Now you know how it feels to be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
No.
The eternal suffering that is.
You have a better.
We haven't been good since the 90s.
But you have better hopes than the Jets or the Giants or the Panthers. Right?
I mean, no, we lost to the Browns this season.
And you lost
that's all I had to say.
And you lost Dak Prescott that injury, so.
Yeah. That man has been depressed as it is. I mean, his brother, like, committed suicide or something. Right. So, like.
I mean, I guess it's not as bad as Atlanta because all they have as a winning team is the football team and the Braves. Right, Dawson?
No, that's two winning teams. All right? even though the football team, the Atlanta Falcons, are kind of buns.
The laughing stock of the South.
But the Braves are fine, so...
The Braves are fine. All your winning and potential goes to the Braves or your, what was it, two-time champion soccer team? Right?
I don't keep up with soccer.
although I am excited because Charlotte's getting a soccer team and think that they're starting out, their first game is coming up soon. I'm super excited. So maybe we get a team ourselves. I don't know, but it looks cool.
The best soccer team is freaking the LA Galaxies. In the United States, at least.
I thought... I guess. Again, I don't get to follow soccer too much. I do enjoy watching it, but I'm never like actively going, I'm going to watch a soccer game. The most time I do that is when the World Cup comes on, and those are really fun to watch.
You know, the best thing to watch is the Olympics, in my opinion.
Yes.
Because, you know, and the U.S. is always going to win is something. Something. I don't think there's been a year where we've lost.
I think one of my favorite things to watch in the Olympics has to be ping pong. See two grown men go super hard on ping pong is awesome.
Speaking of ping pong, have you ever seen the anime Ping Pong the Animation?
No, I've seen Ping Pong Players. If you remember that, anyone remember that movie?
I do, but Ping Pong the Animation is... It's a hardcore anime where these guys, it's weirdly animated because it's like kind of slightly rotoscoped, and it's about these guys ping ponging, and they're going hardcore. They're smacking balls.
Is bowling an Olympic sport?
Is bowling?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I wish I could.
What qualifies something as an Olympic sport? Does it have to be like universally played, I guess?
One thing I agree with people on is that some people have been like...
What did you say you cut out?
I was going to say... one thing I agree with people on is that like people have been saying, oh, you should make esports into the Olympic sport. I'm just
No. I would follow and support the growth of esports, that shouldn't be an Olympic sport. It's about...
It's about the physicality.
Right.
That is why everybody shames Emperor Nero for that one time they introduced opera singing into the Olympics. So it's about the physicality. It's about the peak of perfection.
Opera singing.
The peak of human physicality competing with each other from all over the world, going against one another. This is why you get epic moments like Jesse Owens and two Jewish men out beating the Nazis. It's cool.
Or Mike Phelps just outclassing everybody in the pool.
Like, it's the day where everybody gets to be nationalistic in a non-toxic way.
And yeah, unless you're like Russia.
This is my country.
Who cheats?
I mean, like, you can't tell me, Greg, Jesse Owens fucking going into Nazi Germany, and destroying all of their quote-unquote Übermenschies and track running.
For American freedom, just so we can go home and have to take the colored entrance places and get discriminated against winning gold medals.
I mean, he was remembered, though.
Yes.
You know, the greatest achievements in people's lifetimes are oftentimes not seen by that person.
It's a legacy.
Yeah. Like, you know, for example, H.P. Lovecraft. Terrible racist, horrible racist. Yeah, we all get that still. But none of his work was recognized while he was alive.
Why is that always the case? Like, why do you have to be dead for us to give you the credit that you should have gotten while you were alive?
Because oftentimes people look back at history... Hindsight is 20/20. You know, you can look back because a lot of people, for example, Gregor Mendel, the guy who discovered that, you know, genetics and crossbreeding. He died before his work would be ever acknowledged. Like, he wrote a book on like, oh, this is how breeding works, and this is how you crossbreed peas and shit.
Peapod.
And fucking everybody looked at him and was like, bro, what this nigga talking about?
But do you think that another reason for this is like, no one wants to give someone else props? Like, man, that's a great idea, but I'm not gonna tell that to his face.
Because
he's a world hater. I mean, right, like everyone's just a bunch of haters. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna tell that to his face. Then he dies, like, oh, well, he was a great guy, man. Like,
or, I think it's less haters.
What they'll do is take their idea and then use it.
Yeah.
It's there.
This is mine now.
It's been done to men, and it's been done to women too. Like, a man will take a woman's phenomenal idea and claim it's theirs, and then history will prove that, oh, she had this idea first. He was just being an asshole in her hair because he's sexist.
He was like, women can't have good ideas in 50s time.
Right. I'll take this and make a fortune. And no one will believe a woman made this. And then
Barbara, what are you talking about? That silly shit goes back into the dumpster at night. Oh, shit, that shit was good.
I need it.
Oh, Barbara, your woman brain needs to go back into the kitchen. And then as soon as she leaves, I'm going to make a fortune off.
It's basically Fred Flintstone, dude, with the fucking Wilma, you know nothing, Wilma. You're stupid. And then goes back, oh shit, Wilma's right.
Yeah, I don't.
So in terms I guess in history, how weird with it is, like, 40 years down the line, you're sitting with your child, and you know, what you got there? What you got there, kiddo? We have our unit in history today. We're going over 2020 or this time period. Like oh shit, my history is fine. I can sit down and regale all of my countless stories of how I help lessen the curve of coronavirus by doing absolutely nothing for 7 months and stay inside.
I'm a hero.
Yeah, I'm a hero.
But imagine you that. Need to respect my generation.
In a few years' time,
generation.
Right, that's gonna be us. Like, we're gonna be old and we're telling stories how a generation saved the planet or caused its demise, whatever the outcome is, you know. And that our lives will become history.
You know, I get to meme on my kids and be like, "Want to know who I voted for in the first presidential election that I could vote?"
Right,
I voted for it. Donald J. I'm playing.
No, I didn't even like. Imagine like somewhere down the line, in your family tree, one of your grandkids or great grandkids, they graduate with a bachelor's in memes.
Or something. That's not gonna be a thing.
That's not you think that's I'm not gonna be a thing?
No. Y'all are joking about
the language of memes. I think it's gonna be a thing.
No. That's an actual thing because. Richard Dawkins, famous scientist and everything, came up with the term memetics.
Memetics? Which,
that is what the word meme comes from. Memetics is by, it is the way things are socially transferred from people to people. And so, you know, everybody knows the scene from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Memes, Jack. They're the DNA of the soul.
Yeah.
It's not talking about Pepe, which, I mean, Pepe and all the stupid memes like Troll Face and all that. That falls into it because it is the early days. It is the spread of social things, but religion is a meme. Social norms are memes. Racism is a meme. Sexism is a meme.
Jeez.
So it's just how a culture, I guess, shares information. Or expresses ideas?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, memes, in general, it is actually very much possible that meme scientists, which we already are starting to get them because a lot of psychologists and sociologists study these phenomena.
The one thing that's also excites me, you know, when we study history, it's so the history won't repeat itself. So we research old information to predict what can happen in the future. So like I just imagine like a group of meme scientists are gathered around and looking at old memes of the past to create like something like an algorithm to say, okay, coming up, we're gonna have these type of memes are gonna be really popular.
But I refuse to believe.
Also, that would take the fun out of it, though.
I refuse to believe that a kid in the future is going to be looking at the SpongeBob meme where he's like in the caveman.
Or like the Ikemboko memes or some stupid.
VTubing. This is how it became popular.
Oh, no. All right, class. Please.
It's a huge market.
All right, class. Please turn your textbooks. We're going covering over the Clone High unit, please.
Please turn your textbooks. We're going over SpongeBob because that has its own cat. I'm pretty sure
that's its own textbook. That's its own
textbook. I promise you, like, there's so many.
That's its own
SpongeBob textbook. And its effect upon societal norms and.
Each year is a new volume. Yeah, kids.
Pickle Rick. And why it's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I shit you not. He turns himself into. What was that? Was it the finishes line? Yes, you in the back. A pickle. Correct. Extra credit for that young man.
I have scientifically proven why Pickle Rick is the funniest shit you'll ever see. I have written out the mathematics of it.
It's like a long formula on a chalkboard.
I cannot believe Pickle Rick is gonna be read in textbooks one day.
One day, it's gonna be preserved in the Library of Congress.
They're gonna. It's not gonna be in a book though. They're gonna have freaking iPads everywhere.
I mean, so all the books are gonna be online. Think about it.
But look, I you really think about it. Like, you know how when you like go back to like the 20s and they have like funny things that he's in the 20s, like floppers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's going to be us, but it's going to be like a picture of like a Pepe. Freaking Pepe.
It's going to be super. It's going to be bass boosted, blurst. It's going to be grainy as fuck. It's going to be like top text, bottom text, some fried nuked image, you know. That's going to be.
Greg, think about it.
Fucking
though.
Let's go. Fucking.
Well, think about it. In the early 1900s. No, not even the early 1900s. In the 1800s, when Mark Twain was writing freaking Tom Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
And people read the fucking Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Who thought Tom Sawyer was going to be fucking curriculum?
That's
bro, I just thought there was some kid who's just lazy and didn't want to do his work, and so he got other kids to do it.
What are the
underlying... You know, it was funny as fuck.
Of Nigger Jim.
Of what?
He's like, oh, Jim from Huckleberry Finn.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, when he wrote that.
Jim would be in a textbook. Jim would be in a textbook.
When he wrote that, who would have thought that when he wrote Huckleberry Finn with Nigger Jim floating down the river,
well, flowing down the Mississippi.
It was gonna be. We're gonna have to study that. And in ninth grade literature.
But here's the biggest meme. Who thought when they were gonna write a little story about a certain boy being born underneath a star in Bethlehem would be the biggest religion on earth
of all time?
Wow, this is a story about some guy hopping in a boat with a bunch of animals.
Like, imagine, like, you hired your local carpenter, Jesus, to come fix your table. You're thinking, oh, he's gonna fix my table. Not that he's like spawn this grand religion. And he spouted some nonsense about God, and he has this following, and you know, the local Roman authorities don't like him, but he's not gonna amount to much, you know, he's fixing your table. He's making a chair.
They're like, wow, did you hear the news? They crucified Jesus. What? Man, I need him to fix my table.
I hired him for like next week. He was to come in next week.
Next? Oh, geez, man. I don't know what you're going to do because he's freaking dead. 2 days later, bro, did you hear the news, bro? He's gone.
What?
He disappeared out of his tomb, bro.
talking about being in like your sibling's shadow, doesn't Jesus have like siblings?
Yes, I feel. Yeah, he does.
I believe he does.
I believe he like he has a like a bunch. I think there's some brothers. I think, if I recall.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's just edited out the Bible.
Yeah, like, there's a lot.
Just, like, have you ever read the Book of Judas?
Yeah, there's a Book of Judas. And doesn't he talk about like there's multiple guys in that?
There's a book.
What he talks about in the Book of Judas is So he says that he's like, the 12 disciples are doing their thing. They're worshiping God. And Jesus walks in. He's like, ha ha, LOL. You're worshiping false idols. And Judas is like, what the fuck, man? You can't say that. And Jesus is like, you guys are worshiping Old Testament God, Yaldabaoth. He's just a false god. What? My God, actual God, New Testament God, could care less about you worshiping him. He just wants you to be a good person. That's why he sent me.
So Jesus is like, yeah, that Old Testament God, we're retconning that. God wants it.
Yeah, the New Testament is a retcon of the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a retcon. Like,
you know the final boss of Persona 5? Yaldabaoth? That's Old Testament God.
The Old Testament God, like, I remember, I think one day me and Deshaun were just sitting around like 1 o'clock in the morning reading Old Testament scriptures, because people forget how the smallest reasons can amount to God just smiting you in and out.
No, he told that one guy to go
nut on the ground.
Remember he told that one guy to grab his son in the middle of the night and go kill him?
You mean wait, you said that one guy, isn't that
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then after he said, I'm playing, bro. He said you're gonna bear a bunch of children. basically he told the potential child murderer that he was going to bear a bunch of children.
No, fuck you say that. You say so nonchalant. Oh, remember the God told this one guy to kill his son? You said the story of Abraham and Isaac, and you just...
I know. When you think of it like that, like that's really like what it is. It's that's like... You remember that one time when he told that guy that he was going to kill everyone on Earth? And for him to hop in a boat and grab two of every animal.
See, the modern...
You remember that one time he was going to destroy that one guy's hometown? And he was like, don't look back.
And then he turned his wife into salt.
Yeah, like, what a cruel punishment, dude. The Old Testament God was on that prank shit, dude.
You remember that one time when he told the king of Egypt he was going to turn his heart into stone? He was going to turn his heart black and then proceeded to punish him for having a black heart, even though God is the one that gave him a black heart.
He killed all those non-believers' firstborn sons when it wasn't even the children that were, like, not believing in it. Like, nah, your lives are gone because your parents are fucking up.
Yeah, you better put that lamb's blood on the door or else.
Or else. That's it. That's it for you.
I'm coming for that ass.
Modern day Abel and Cain is just one brother is like super good at video games and like getting all these esports and accolades, and the other is like be super jealous. I'm gonna kill my brother.
Well, no. Think about it though, because like the way Abel and Cain worked is that Abel was a shepherd, so yes. He whenever the sacrifice came that he wanted to sacrifice something to God, he would use his meat. And Cain was a farmer, so he used his vegetables.
And he was like, I was like,
get that green off my fucking plate.
I like the smell of burning cow flesh. I don't like your apples on my orchard.
I don't like your rabbit food. I don't like the rabbits.
He said, did I smell the burning flesh of a cow, of a lamb? No. Mm-hmm. So why are you bringing this
back at it again with the good burning flesh? Cain missed me with that green shit every time.
I also saw recently like this stupid nuked quote from VeggieTales. If any Christian children from your childhood, if you remember VeggieTales, yeah, other people watched it. It wasn't just you. Because for the longest time, I thought I was the only one watching this stuff. And then I found out, like, no, this is a major thing. But it's
it turns out it was bigger than what I thought it was.
Right, yeah, it was much bigger than what I thought it was. And it was like, you know...
But the biggest meme, have you seen Bible Man?
Yes, Bible Man is Batman.
I'm not the only person.
I feel like I saw this one thing where it was like, I don't know if this was Bible Man, but it was like Star Wars, but for the Bible.
I feel like I remember that.
And they had like lightsabers.
I mean, Bible Man had a lightsaber.
It might have been Bible Man.
He had a lightsaber,
Just tell me how you're God's chosen people. Like, he's ordained you as his people, and you still don't listen to him. Like,
I mean, think about it like this. I figured out the reason why everybody historically hates Jews.
No. Okay. All right. Wait.
No, preface. Think about it from their standpoint. So this nomadic tribe of people move into your area. And they're going about how, oh, we're the chosen people of our God. He is the only God. Your God is wrong. And then they also like, because the term Beelzebub, that comes from them, Beelzebub, well, comes from the term, they're basically calling another god shit. It means lord of shit. They're literally calling your god a shit lord.
Yeah, that's fucking shit lord.
They're literally calling your god shit when they move into your area that you've been living in. Matter of fact, for a while now, you've established your rule. You know, you worship your golden sheep statue or whatever.
Or your golden calf. Your golden calf.
Right, your golden cow, whatever. Your sacred cow.
You do whatever you do, and these people come into your area and tell you you're wrong, and our God is going to smite you for it.
No, but like, yeah, even, that, but that is fucked up. But it's like, your God says, okay, you guys are the people that are supposed to spread my influence. You guys are the chosen ones.
And says like, who?
But then the people are like, oh, thanks, God. We're just going to not obey you. And we're gonna get away with it. Get stuck in the desert for 40 years.
And that's the thing about the Jews in the Bible. Like, historical, like, biblical Jews. I'm not talking about, like, actual Jews. No offense. But, like, literally, you've had contact with God. God has proven his existence to you.
Exactly. He's shown up in bushes.
He's not bullshitting.
Like, you watched Moses part that sea. You know what he's about.
Like, he's shown his fucking power. There's no bullshit in this.
Unlimited power. Yeah.
Like, it's not like nowadays where, you know, like, oh, you can be questioning of your fate because, you know,
there's no proof.
You question the Almighty, no Jimmy?
Do you question the might of the Bible?
The Bible?
Yeah. But yeah, God has like literally showed up and is like, this is me. This is what I'm about. This is power, bitch.
And then they still question.
And you still don't listen?
And you still don't listen.
No.
If an almighty omni being appeared at my front door, is like, I am the God.
That's like the all powerful genie. He lays down the rules, and like, you know, you can't wish for more wishes. Can I make a wish? Like, no, you don't try.
Stop finessing me.
Right, you can't finesse me. I lay down these ground rules.
Yes, I can. Are you gonna stop me?
You could just get stuck in the desert for 40 years and you don't end up into your holy land for that until super long time. And oh boy, speaking
after about, a bunch of other nations decided that you deserve it,
right? But religion in the world, as much as it shapes humanity, it's all you look back on it and it's like, wow.
It was a waste of time.
Have you seen the video Wacko's Countries of the World, except it's only countries that recognize Israel? Or that don't recognize Israel?
No. No. But like, bro.
Wacko just being like,
I don't.
Dot, I gotta teach you something. Israel's not a real state.
how many countries do not recognize Israel?
You'd be surprised.
Oh. Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, my hot take is that, like, I'm gonna be real with you, like, the Palestinians were kind of there for a long time before they decided, you know, the Jews, they had a Holocaust, you know, they can have their land. But the Palestinians are like, we're already there, though. I've been here for, like, the last 8 centuries.
I mean, tell that to the first Americans, you know? We've been here for thousands of years. Manifest destiny. What? And then they're gone.
I'm sorry. You gotta move.
You gotta move.
I'm sorry, fucking yeah. TP Gym. You gotta move.
TP Gym. Oh, my goodness. But, speaking of one of my favorite cartoons you just referenced is coming back, and I'm so excited.
We are the Animaniacs. You keep
talking about this. Is the third week in a row.
I know. Look, no, I'm building my hype. I am excited. And as from what I've seen from trailers and material, it looks good. Like,
I'm worried. I'm a little bit worried because I saw that trailer.
Uh-huh.
You know how to change the lyric at the end? And when Dot was like, no mansplaining, I was just like,
ugh. I mean, the
show's pretty progressive when it came out. Like,
right, and it was progressive when it came out. There's nothing wrong with progressiveness. And
the ending lyric of the intro changes each episode, so.
I know, it just kind of sounded cringe, not gonna lie. It sounded like they forced that one in.
It's gonna be probably a lot of those, but you know, I'm sure there'll be.
Oh man, I can't wait for Dot to be like, "Oh my brothers, shut the fuck up! Stop trying to mansplain for me, a woman." Or Wacko being like, "You know, Slappo, you shouldn't be racist."
Black people can't marry white people again, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait for the Animaniacs rendition of Black People. Oh yeah, fucking Pinky and the Brain.
Brain,
what are we doing tonight?
It's watching. We're
being racist.
It's just Brain and like a Trump robot trying to take over the world.
Oh my gosh, I can see it now.
I think Brain would be upset that the idea, the premise of Trump has succeeded so far.
No, yeah, that like Trump is more successful than he is.
Brain is just like, I cannot comprehend why.
I feel like Brain gets mad like watching Big Bang Theory.
I feel like I feel like Brain gets mad listening to Ben Shapiro say hypothetically about WAP.
Actually, if my wife's a doctor and she said if your wife's P-word is wet, then you need to go to the doctor and get it checked because it's not supposed to be wet. And my wife's a doctor. She only has dry P-word.
Right. It has to be dry. Ben doesn't like his shit wet.
Grand Canyon dry.
He likes rug burn.
Oh.
This man has been married.
Where did this guy come from? Like, I just started hearing about him like a few years back. And I'm like,
who? Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, like,
Ben Shapiro. He's been around for a while.
Why did he get traction though?
It's because he. Look, I mean, it's the Alex Jones paradox.
But like, but he's not Alex Jones level of like.
He is. Okay, the reason why it's because of checkmate liberals. Checkmate liberals. Unironically, that's what it is. It's because of checkmate liberals. It's like, he's this fast-speaking guy who, like, hypothetically destroys you in an argument because he's like, well, it's called Boy Scouts for a reason. It's in the title, Boy Scouts. Like,
if we start letting girls into Boy Scouts, then it won't be Boy Scouts, not would it? Even the Boy Scouts of America know, because it's not called... It's called Scouts now. BOA. And what does the BOA stand for? That's right, liberals. Check me out.
Rap music isn't music. Like, my dad, who went to school for music, told me, like, according to, like, the theories of music, rap music is just not, it's not music.
That sounds like the stupidest shit.
Bruh, this man is like... And I don't even know if that's something that he's actually saying about the
Boy Scouts. No, he actually said that. In the Boy Scouts, he actually said that.
But that's something that he would say.
At least Alex Jones has like the persona of the crazy man, and like it's entertaining. Like that just sounds like.
I mean, they're on the same website.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of course they are. Of course they're on the same website. Oh, God. And what's the
biggest echo chamber in the world.
What hurts more is not that they're spouting this nonsense, is that people like actively listen and tune in and but the biggest no, give them money.
Is that even Ben Shapiro said, you know, even though I will be voting for Trump, Jesus Christ, like, I don't want Trump. I would not be voting for Trump if I didn't have a choice otherwise. Huh. It, I mean, fucking Ben Shapiro agrees fucking Trump's an idiot. So he's not that stupid. He's not pretty stupid. Pretty stupid. Yeah, he's... But he's...
Bro, this man is a whole meme, bro. Like, he's the pixie from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yo!
Like, he looks just like that, the square-headed pixie from Fairly Odd Parents.
He does.
And the thing is that he's short like one. He's like 5'6" or something.
5'6" isn't short.
He's a little manly, bro. He was standing next to Jordan Peterson.
You realize 5'6", 5'7" is a average size height.
Like, this is what Ben Shapiro's like, height.
Martin Luther King was 5'7". Like, it's not as...
Ben Shapiro claims that he's 5'9". But we see Shapiro next to Ted Cruz, who's 5'8". There's no way he's 5'9".
Ben Shapiro's a liar.
Yeah, see, look. Average human male height is 5'6". Thank you.
Internationally. Great. Get good. Get good at the height meta.
What about the United States?
Am I struggling in the height meta?
Yeah. You're F tier, bro.
He's not F tier. He's a good D tier.
Okay. In the United States, for American men 20 years up and up is 69.1 inches, which is about 5'9" tall in America. Worldwide is about 5'7", 5'6". So I guess I'm right on the. I'm S tier. I'm a good solid A S tier in height worldwide, but in the American server.
In American servers.
The American server.
You playing on these American servers?
These American servers suck. You're
playing on hard mode, Greg. Because let's be real, bitches be like, "Oh, how tall are you on Tinder?" And Greg be like, 6 foot.
Okay. Six? No.
6 foot. He like takes a picture of him edited, stretched out.
That was. I mean, it's funny. Like sometimes you can't even tell. Like it was like I was happy. Like maybe last year I realized, you know, Tom Cruise is I think like 5 foot something. But he doesn't look like that in any of his movies.
All you gotta do is just get buff, Greg.
Yeah, just get buff. That's all you can do.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is 5'7". He's like an inch taller than me. And you don't see that when he's jumping off
a building. Kevin Hart's the same way.
Well, Kevin Hart usually plays his height for jokes, so you know it's
Yeah, he plays short roles.
Right, he plays short roles. Tom Cruise
I mean, look at them wedding photos where he had to stand further away from his wife. No, his wife had to stand further away from the camera to make them look like they're the same.
Oh, life. The optical
what
loser.
A loser.
Kevin Hart is 5'4". I am taller than Kevin Hart. So.
You are taller than Kevin Hart. You have achieved status.
Yes. I can put that down my resume.
Are you taller than Woody Allen?
Let's see.
Woody Allen has some weird things about his wife.
He's 84.
He is 5'5".
I am taller than Woody Allen by an inch.
You are taller than Woody Allen.
I mean, but that's not much of a highlight opposed to, in terms of 2020, then if I can say I'm tall, people say Kevin Hart, immediately know who that is. If I say Woody Allen, that's going to take a Google search for most
people. I mean, it's okay, Greg. You know how I'd be feeling when I'd be standing next to football players and basketball players in line? Oh. I'd be feeling like shit. Fucking 6'4" monster. It's funny.
Height does get people somewhere. Dawson, do you remember freshman year when Shaq came to talk, right?
Yes.
You remember how George got a picture? George is a friend of ours. We got a picture with him, but Shaq was taking a photo with the basketball team, and because George is super tall, he kind of just blended in and got to take the picture. But and then the post came up on Instagram. You know, Shaq posted with the Morehouse College basketball team, and our buddy George, who's not a basketball player, is a really good tenor sax player. It just happened to be up there in the shot. I was like, oh wow, he just made it up there because you know he all same height as everyone else.
And you know Shaq, like, bro, like the size comparison of Shaq is horrifying, dude. Like when you see him like drinking out of a water bottle and he just grabs it up with like three fingers. That reminds me of that freaking Ace Vane video. Static Shock meets Shaq.
Oh yeah.
You better put some respect on his name.
So
Shaq Diesel.
As we wind down this episode, by the time we record our next episode, we will most likely have a new president, a big historical moment in America.
Remember mail-in ballots.
We want to urge everybody to vote because your voice matters and your vote matters.
No, so it doesn't.
It does.
I'm just playing.
So whether you're going to the polls, whether you early voted or mail-in ballot, It does. Your vote is very important to this election.
Vote for what your heart believes. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Right.
Do some. So if you vote for Donald Trump and your heart tells you,
do some research. What appeals to you as a person, as a voter for this country, and you make the decision based on what you believe.
On your own personal beliefs. Right. Don't base it off of what any of your political leaders say.
Right. Don't base it off of Sean Hannity or Chris Tucker on your nightly television spouting something. No. What you believe is to be true. And what?
Yeah, so if you know you 100% believe that Trump is your candidate, I can respect you. Out of that idea alone, I might disagree with your choice, but you vote for you.
Other than that, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to another episode of this podcast. As always, you can find us at our website, reup-podcast.com. We're at Twitter, at reuppodcast. You can find us on SoundCloud as well. Just look up for the Reup Podcast and look for our logo. I'd also like to encourage everyone, if you guys do find us on our website, to join our Discord. We post about stuff we find on recordings. We have a bunch of people that chat. It's a good community. And finding new topics is difficult. But with people in this community, more topics become more abundant for us to talk about. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And we will see you guys next week.